Hello, what's up, guys? This is Tom, and I'm here with it's not really a midweek ramble because it's Monday, but I don't really plan to, did you hear that? That was my thermos. I don't really plan to release I need to turn my mic down. I don't really plan to release any audios this week, and, so I just decided that I was going to... I just needed to talk because so much stuff I need to get off my chest. First of all, thank you everybody for all of your support. Those of you that listen to these rambles, everybody who's been giving me coffee donations, you guys are amazing. Sometimes I feel like I haven't really done anything, and you guys are so generous with those, and I really appreciate that. Everybody who's listened to the new podcast, the Fabcast with, that I've been doing with Marithwin and Eli, thank you guys, for that. I'm still trying to figure out the best way to, to mix those together and get you guys the best content and figure out how to get more people on the show. But, that's really exciting. So last week I did my AMA, and there were a lot of questions, and it took a long time for me to answer everything. But I'm glad that I did it, because I've wanted to get a pulse on how many of you were interested, you know, in me at all. And a lot of you were, and that really means a lot to me that you cared enough to ask those questions. I'm getting to a point here where I have more followers than I thought I ever would. It's to me, it's a crazy amount, and I don't know if all of you are going to be listening, but it shows in your upvotes. You know, my average upvote is maybe like 200 upvotes, 250 upvotes. But some of my audios that really take off, and I have no idea of knowing which one is going to take off or not, some of those get to 500. A couple of them are at 600. And those are, you know, those are... If you search for M4F audios, Reddit tends to show by relevance first, and so my audios show up, and I know that that is a pain in the ass for a lot of other male performers because you can't really sorting by new only works for people that have posted in maybe the last 24 hours, but trying to find anybody that posted maybe a day ago or 2 days ago, it's really hard. And those of us who are standing there with, you know, over 300, 400 upvotes, kind of monopolizing the search results. And I get that. There's also a giant, I mean, like 90% or something of all the subscribers on GWA are guys, and they're looking for female voices, catering to, you know, a male audience. So it's male audio gets drowned out anyway. So I wanted to encourage you to find new male audios if you don't actively do that. Search by M4F and, like, you know, skip a few pages. Go to sort by new, and or you can put things like not in all capital letters, NOT, and then author : Tom Banter, and then you can take my results away completely. That way I won't even show up, and you can add more people to that if you want. I'm not gonna name names, but that's one way that you can search for new M4Fs and new performers and stuff. But yeah, I encourage you to scroll down the pages, and if you're still on today when you scroll by new, then keep scrolling down until you get to yesterday, or maybe last week or something, and just kind of see what the other guys are doing. There's a lot of really good talent out there, and I don't want them to be in like my shadow or anything, because I can't control upvotes and I can't control how Reddit sorts certain things. But I will not, you know, I'm not apologizing for performing the way I do. I certainly didn't perform this way when I first started. When I first started and none of you knew who I was, I didn't get upvotes either. So I had to build my way up to where I am now. So, and I'm proud of that. And I'm proud of you guys for advocating for long format audios, for audios with background tracks, for audios with sound effects, for all of that stuff. I know that there's kind of a variety of different styles of making audios, and you know, one of those is just kind of like a guy in his mic, which, by the way, I don't find anything wrong with. I actually really like that format. I myself have never done a ramble fap, but I might perform an audio with no sound effects and it's just me. And that's not something that I'm against, but I know that there's some people that prefer that and there's some people that don't. And you know what? Whatever makes you come. And if you guys enjoy my stories, even if it's not making you come and you support me, then I'm glad. So Thomas Banta, he thanks you. What else did I want to talk about? Commissions are closed right now because I am, so I got plagiarized twice this last week. Once was on SoundCloud. Somebody put Testing the Waters on SoundCloud, and I got the copyright team to take it down, thankfully. And then another user, thank you guys, if you're listening, if you reported these to me, thank you. And then somebody else reported that I had a video, that there was a video by someone named, I think, Papa Yandir or something. And he had posted my on the same page audio. So I'm currently working with YouTube to get like a copyright strike on that. But it's incredibly frustrating because in order to submit these copyright claims, I have to submit my real information, meaning my real full name, my address, not my business address, my personal home address, my phone number. And because I'm filing a claim against an individual, they might share that stuff with that individual. Do you know how stressful that is? That's so unfair, because why would you share my information with a potential, with somebody who's stolen my stuff? They're already not the greatest of character. So why would you do that? It makes me really stressed out. So I'm stressed out about that. That I guess I'm visible enough now that people are stealing my things. And also commissions have piled up. They really piled up last week. So I've temporarily closed commissions while I work on my backlog. And that's part of why I'm probably not going to release anything this week. Is because I want to make sure that everybody who submitted a commission, you know, gets them in a reasonable amount of time. And in an amount of time that, you know, I consider to be my standard, while still retaining quality. The commission process has been, it's been pretty good. Yeah, there's some really creative ones, and I hope to share some of them with you guys. There are some of them that are really cool, but there's such a short format that I either need to expand them or I have to or I would just show them as is. And you know, my cap on my commissions is 12 minutes, and that's way less than what my average audio length is. So I'm not really sure what I want to do about that. And it's stressful just having, you know, it's stressful having the commissions because these are people who have sought you out and are telling you, hey, I want to pay you for your voice and for your skills and for your talent. And so this is a lot of pressure on you. And so I want to, above everything, respect the people that have commissioned me, and make sure that they get something that they're really, really happy with. So that's really important to me. And then I've also got people who are kind of DMing me, and this is not in any way a blast. Like I'm not saying that there was anything wrong with this, because everybody has been respectful. I will repeat that everybody has been respectful, but there are people who are asking personal things about me, and I'm gonna go ahead and click onto my FAQ really quick, because it says come on, Reddit, would you load for me? There we go. It's loading now. Come on. Okay, well, while this loads, I want to talk about shows to binge. I've been watching a lot of House. I watch House every time I mix an audio. I don't know why. It's just something like really good to have in the background. What is your favorite like TV show to just like have playing in the background? You don't have to pay attention to it, but you can hear it and it's interesting. And like, I do it with Lucifer sometimes, or Supernatural. But House is just so, I don't know, it's just so laid back. Considering the subject matter is not laid back at all. So how old are you? I will not answer this. If anything about my sexuality, I'm not going to answer that. Do you have your relationship status? Not relevant. Don't ask me. Those are three things that please, please, please do not ask me anything about those. I'm not trying to dodge, but my anonymity is extremely important to the optics of my product, of the things that I put out. And it's better for you guys if you don't know that stuff about me. I did an AMA for you guys and spent like 80 minutes, like an hour and a half answering questions. I'm not hiding anything, but there's certain things that like, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you. It's not just my privacy at stake. It might be other people's. And also please know that I don't identify myself by anything other than artist. And I know a lot of artists who are the same. And to them, life is kind of is just a process that we go through. And we're just kind of open to all of the different possibilities of what's going to happen. And then we go with that. We paint with that. And right now I'm painting with audio. And aspects about me, my personality, my preferences, things like that, that's just Tom being Tom, and that I might be this way right now, I might not be this way any other time, like, you know, in the future. I probably wasn't this way in 2 weeks ago. It's constantly changing. because process always changes. And like I said, I know a lot of other self-identifying artists, people who will say that they are an artist above their sexuality or above their ethnicity or above anything else. I will say that I am an artist. I'm a yogi. That's who I am. And that's all you need to know. Is that I don't think the same way a lot of people do. And I probably don't think the same way that you do about things like sexuality, about relationships, about people, about age. You probably don't know as much as you think you know about me. There's some, you know, I've said some stuff in the past. Not gonna say where. and I've since taken them down, but you know, I've said some stuff in the past that revealed a little bit of information, but that is not really information that is complete. And just stop asking me, please. I would really appreciate it, because that's kind of stressing me out. And then the pressure of kind of being this shadow over other male performers that they can't get out from under, that kind of bothers me, because I want everybody to have their chance to be found, you know. And if the way Reddit is organizing their search results is making it so that it's difficult for people to find them because of me, that bothers me. So like, both of those things are stressing me out. And then I've got a backlog with my commissions, and that is a stressful thing. And then getting plagiarized is just the biggest headache. And I'm being pulled in from like all of these different directions, and directions that I never even considered. I'm just here wanting to do what I do, doing it as well as I know how to do it, and then sharing it with everybody, and then hoping that you guys enjoy it. And I appreciate those of you that, you know, have vocalized that you do enjoy it. I love you guys. But I'm really stressed out. So I thought I would just tell you guys, because I feel like some of the people that I normally tell aren't really available right now. And so the people who I do trust, and the people that I count on, and the people that I would consider, you know, a kind of second family, is all of you guys. Everybody who's here and respects me and likes the stuff that I do and is willing to you know, meet each other and be friends and come together because of the stuff that I've created. And to me, that's really nice. It's really nice to know that there's a community of people out there who are Tom Banter friends. So I tell you what, I'm gonna announce that Patreon will be opening soon. I will probably be refocusing my efforts on curating a Patreon, because I constantly want to make content, but I'm like, commissions kind of stop me, or my obligation to certain things on GWA stop me, like serials that I need to get out and stories that I need to get out. But on any given day, I improv 1, 2, 3 different stories that could turn into something, but I never really get to them because I'm so busy. I could post that stuff on Patreon. If I take out a chunk of what's making me so busy, I'm still stressed out by everything else, but at least I can get my stress out through my improvs, which you've heard some of. On the Same Page was an improv that was me getting stressed out. Summer Love Under the Willow, that was improv. That was me getting the stress out. The Squire and the Mage was, that was improv. Testing the Waters was partly improv. So I'm doing a lot of it, and it's like the best way that I know how to get stuff off my chest. And I thank the person that introduced me to it. Thank you. He's not listening. I know he's not, but thank you anyway. I'm sending that, you know, forth to the universe. We're going on 20 minutes now, and I don't want to take up more than 20 minutes of your time because you were kind enough to listen this far. At least I hope you were. I mean, if you're hearing this, you were. So, yeah, I just want to get that off my chest. Tom is a little bit stressed out, but Tom has a plan. So hopefully soon, after I get my backlog finished with my commissions, I'm going to focus on getting my Patreon set up and open. It will be a single tier. It will be a, you give me a little something every month and I'll give you a little something every month. And hopefully I'll give you a little more than just a little something every month. I'll give you something consistently, but that would be, a tremendous help. So if you are interested in doing something like that and joining me on Patreon, and because I do get afraid that I'm going to oversaturate on GWA. I don't like posting multiple things in the same week. It makes me nervous. And I don't like doing it. So if Patreon is something that you guys are interested in, that I could refocus on, then I think I'm going to go that route. And then from there, we can figure out what's going to go on YouTube together. Because I have my account on YouTube, but I haven't put anything up yet. So yeah, I hope to do some safer work stories, some new serials, bring some of the Banterverse to Patreon and just kind of see what happens. So anyway, I know some of you are listening and it's going to be evening time in Europe, and some of you it's going to be really, really, like really late in Asia. And some of you might be listening during the workday here in North and South America, but you know, wherever you are, thanks for listening. Thank you for being my friend, and I will talk to you soon. I love you. Bye.